If he'd only wanted to skate to music with a bird-centered theme, he might have chosen a work like The Firebird by Igor Stravinsky, originally a ballet, so there'd certainly be possibilities for choreography with a true dramatic flair. After all, it's what he's used to skating to, classical music. But he was searching for something different, something that would help him grow not just as a performer, but as a person. And what better image than the taking flight of birds, their soaring, breaking free for a bit from gravity. Skaters always amaze us that way. But he settled on something different, on the Beatles, and something clicked.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Award-winning U.S. figure skater Adam Rippon explains, "Up until my last competition, I was skating to Yesterday as my middle section of Beatles music, but I decided to change it because the whole program for me felt very happy and lighthearted, and when I would get to Yesterday, it felt a little sad, a little bit longing, and I would listen to the words, and they say, 'Yesterday, all my troubles felt so far away, and now they're here to stay.' And I was thinking to myself that my troubles are far away, but they're not here to stay. It's not the story of the program. It's not fitting. And Blackbird was always my favorite Beatles song. I think that translates better to the story of my own career and to what I want the program to be. And we switched it out, and it just makes so much more sense for me, because they say in the song, 'Take these broken wings and learn to fly.' And for me, that's like, you're not perfect, but you can take your mistakes and you can still soar.
But this moment to arise, Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black.
That from a conversation with Nadia Valizieva for InsideSkating.net. Adam Rippon is a native of northeastern Pennsylvania, and he has gone on to win medal after medal, competition after competition, and he became the U.S. national champion this year. A review of his performance at the 2016 Trophée de Paris in France reports, Rippon's program to the arrival of the birds and oh, was a pure delight. The American perfectly executed all his jumps, including his quad toe, a first for him. Skating first in the last group, he landed 2 triple axels and 6 additional triples, and 3 of his elements were rated level 4. "I just wanted to skate smooth and beautiful," a relieved Rippon said. "I'm so proud of what I've done. These last years have been so much hard work. Here I felt mature, ready, prepared. It just felt like practice. I'm so glad that everybody saw my quad finally. It just took 27 years, he continued. "But I can tell you, age is just a number. This is really a big step forward for me and a huge monkey off my back. No one can say that I've never landed a quad." Rippon flew over the ice, moving his arms as if they were wings, flexing his torso like no other man does, playing with his hands and head. Not only did he skate a perfect program, he also delivered a masterpiece on its own.
Sometimes they are right, sometimes they are gone.
More important to me is the storyline, At home, I focus on those technical elements, all the jumps and spins, which I let go of when I'm here, Rippon said. Here, I can really think of my story. That from a review by Jean-Christophe Berlot for Figure Skaters Online. And the choice of this song, Oh, by Coldplay, is especially appropriate. In the smoke of time, following them up, still I hope. Chris Martin, who wrote the song, explains that at its core, it's a piece inspired by something his father instilled in him. Never give up. Don't ever let go. Never give up. And as we'll hear, that's a message from Adam's mother that he has made his own. Adam Rippon will join the Allentown Symphony Orchestra this Thursday evening at the PPL Center for the Symphony on Ice Holiday Spectacular. We had a chance to speak by phone with Adam Rippon in anticipation of his return from California to Pennsylvania, and we began with his ties to this area.
I was born in Scranton, and I was raised in Clark Summit, so right outside of Scranton.
In those early days, were you out and about and climbing trees and playing baseball and doing things like that? How did the skating get into the mix of your life?
Well, you know, growing up, I think I kind of was like that all-American kid. I played baseball and soccer, always outside, always having fun. And, you know, they used to freeze and make a rink over at Montage Mountain. And I don't know if they still do that, but my mom used to bring me there every winter, and every winter I hated it. And finally, something happened and something clicked, and one winter when my mom brought me, I asked her to bring me back. And then we kept going back and back, and then finally, my birthday is in November. My mom signed me up for group classes as a birthday present, and then, you know, long story short, I just kind of got hooked and fell in love right away.
So it wasn't a case of your being inclined to be a dancer and you transferred to the ice. It was something that came alive for you while you were out there on Montage Mountain.
Well, you know what? It kind of was a culmination of a bunch of things. My mom is a former dancer, and I, to go along with all of the other things I was doing, like tennis and baseball, I was also playing piano. So it kind of brought all of that together, and my mom's dance background, my interest in music, and, you know, I loved being active. I loved doing sports. So it was a way to kind of bring that all together. And I think, you know, I started skating and was signed up for that group class when I was 10. I think when I was 10, I was able to kind of put that all together and realize that that was something where all of my loves and passions kind of all came together as one.
Was there somebody here who could confirm that you really had what it takes?
You know, I think I need to give credit to my mom on this one. I think my mom, being a dancer, she could see that I was coordinated and just moving on the ice and motivated. And I think that's when my mom decided to sign me up for the classes. And I signed up for the classes at the old Icebox in Pittston, which is now the Revolution Ice Center. Growing up, I felt like that Revolution Ice Center was like a home to me. I spent so much time there. And I think my mom just saw that I was coordinated and that I liked what I was doing, that I wanted to work hard at something. And she saw, I think, that I had some of her dance ability. And, you know, my mom asked me if I wanted to pursue it. I kept asking to go back to the rink. And, you know, that's kind of how it progressed for me to start working with coaches that were out of town. And at first it started with just going to Philadelphia a few times a week. And, you know, it culminated into a little bit more than that. Once I got older and I was becoming more serious, I was spending the majority of the week not at home. And I was living with some host families. And I ended up living with one of my coach's families while I was going back and forth between Clark Summit and Philadelphia. And then by the time I was 19, I was living in Toronto, Ontario for a few years. So my skating's kind of taken me all over, but, you know, I'm definitely an East Coaster at heart.
One of the things that's a perennial theme in reading about you and you as a skater is how hard you work. that it's hard work that has paid off and allowed your career to flower and flourish. And people have a sense of northeastern Pennsylvania as an area where hard work is valued. Do you make any connection between those two?
You know, absolutely. I think nothing's come incredibly easy to me in my career. And I don't say that to complain or to be like, oh, things aren't easy. But I say that because for all of the difficult times I went through in my own competitive career, I always took the time to say, what can I learn from this situation? How can I make myself better? And in athletics in general, and especially in figure skating, I just turned 27. And I'll be the oldest competitor at our national championships this year. And I'm one of the oldest competitors in the world right now. There's only maybe a handful or two or three others that are older than me right now. And I would say at 27, I'm really coming into my own. And I feel like I'm getting better and better. And I feel also that sometimes when people get older within athletics, you see the timeline of someone who's had success and they've had it a lot earlier than you. And it's very easy to see that and to be like, you know what, it's not going to happen for me. But I always thought to myself before I made a decision, do I feel in my heart and in my gut, do I feel like I can do it? Do I feel like I can give more? Absolutely. And that's why I've kept going. And that's why, you know, when I was 26, I won my first national title. And there were only two other skaters in the history of our national title to win the title that late in their career. And, you know, that kind of comes back to the way that I was brought up. My mom told me to never give up and that if I was going to do something, I needed to give it 100%. And I think what's really special about northeastern Pennsylvania is that that kind of hard work and that attitude is really instilled in us. And it's stuck with me for my whole life and for my skating career. And, you know, I bring that with me onto the ice every day. I bring that onto the ice. I think of all the sacrifices that my mom made for me to get to this point and all the sacrifices that I made. And, you know, I owe it to myself to push further than I did the day before. And I really feel like that was a mentality that was instilled in me from my mom.
And I love the fact that you took piano lessons and that mom was a dancer and could see that you had not just the flair to move your body, but that you were responsive. Again, what I've read about your relationship to the music that you performed to. And that sounds like it was an evolution for you, that at first maybe you were performing to music, but somehow that's deepened, hasn't it, for you over the years?
Absolutely. And, you know, I just got back from Paris a few days ago from my last competition. And right before I skated my free skate, I went over to my coach, and I was just warming up maybe about an hour before the competition. And I said to my coach, his name is Raphael, I said, Raphael, have you ever had a student that was 27? Because I turned 27 while I was in Paris the day before. I said, have you ever had a student that was 27? He said, no, I've never had a student that is as old as you. And then he said, but don't ever call yourself old. I don't think you're old. And he said, people who are, you know, old in our sport, they stop getting better. And he's like, you aren't normal. And you aren't like that. You are getting better and better. And, you know, don't call yourself old. And I said, no, Raphael, when I tell you that I'm 27... I say it because I've earned it. I've earned each and every year of those 27 years, and I've learned from them all, and I do feel like I keep getting better and better, and I feel like when I look at my competitors, they have so much to learn, and I see their immaturities, and I see myself in them a few years ago, and you know, I think as the years have gone by, I've just really more and more have been more comfortable with who I am. And I feel like that translates into my performances because I can relate them to real life experiences or feelings that I've felt. And I think that's what separates me from a lot of the other guys that I'm competing against.
You say that it's good to experience new genres of music to perform with and new characters. There's a real sense of your connection with music in terms of a narrative that you're bringing to us and inhabiting and not just playing a role, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I said that, I really meant that it's so easy to do a program and people, you know, judges and fans will come up and be like, we want to see more of that. And it's so hard to try something different. And I think that's where people get into a groove, and that's when they stop improving, when they don't want to try something different. If you're not willing to go outside of the box, and if you're not willing to go outside of what you perceive to be your comfort zone, you'll stop growing. And I want to try new things, and I want to experiment with different types of music. You know, I always used to skate to classical music, and then a few years ago, we had a rule where lyrics were allowed in competition. And, you know, at first I was like, no, you should skate to classical music. But at the World Championships, I skated to the Beatles and to Queen. And, you know, this season I'm skating to Coldplay and to a song that you could hear in a club by Ida Kaur. So I've really tried to, like, broaden that spectrum. And I feel like that's what keeps me young. And that's what keeps me hungry, is that I'm still really hungry to learn and to push the boundaries. And I spent so many years trying to please other people and trying to do what I thought was that winning combination. And it never was, because there's no formula that sets you up for success. I think that I found that the true way to be successful is to do what you want to do. What do you really want to put out there? How do you want people to perceive you? Or how do you perceive yourself? Or what's the version of you that you want people to perceive you as? And I've taken that, and, you know, I've gotten a little criticism here or there, but for the most part, I've kind of released those doubts of what are other people going to think, because I've let that go, and I realize that I don't care. If I enjoy what I'm doing and I feel like I'm improving and I'm bettering myself, that's going to translate to every facet of my life. It's going to translate to my life off the ice. It's going to translate to the judges that I am enjoying and I have a passion for what I'm doing. And I think that speaks so much more so than doing what you think is going to please others.
And then you connect with the audience because there is a presence there. There's a real quality, a soul quality.
Yeah, it's genuine. It comes from the heart.
Could you give us an example of how you worked with the bird theme in the music? You were developing something there about a wounded bird or a bird leader and that sort of thing, and that became a kind of a story that you created because you put the music together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my very good friends, his name is Benji Schwimmer. He won So You Think You Can Dance a few years ago. I came to him and I said that I wanted to put together an exhibition program. And that's a program that you would skate in a show and not in a competitive environment. And when we put it together, we decided that we were going to put it together to the Coldplay song, Oh, which isn't a very popular Coldplay song, but it's one of, you know, my favorite songs. It's so beautiful. And when it echoes through a huge arena, it's magical. I just felt such a connection to the music and to the program. And, you know, working with Benji, I really felt like I was pushing myself. And I was skating and trying things that really hadn't been put onto the ice before. And, you know, you try to be a dancer and a performer while you're competing, but it's really hard. And I think that you so easily fall back into a groove of, you know, what everybody else has done before you. And it's so hard to break out of that because you don't even see it, because you're just in that world, you're in that bubble. And when I brought Benji, who is so totally not from the ice world, into the rink, it was like a fresh pair of eyes. It was like a brand new world. And so he brought things to the table that I hadn't even thought before, different movements, different ways of moving the body. And we found this bird theme and we just kind of ran with it. And we looked at different ways birds moved, and we tried to add those little nuances all throughout the program. And it just, you know, the program that I'm skating this year is, I think, going to become one of my, like, signature numbers and one of my famous classic pieces. And it feels that way. I love performing it every time, and I just, you know, each time I go out, I feel like I'm adding another layer and layer of detail, and I think it can really be, like, endless, the amount of detail I add to it. But I've been really, really blessed with the people that I've worked with and have on my team.
Now, tell us about the difference between working with a soundtrack like Coldplay, a pre-recorded song, and what you'll be doing in Allentown when you have a symphony orchestra where they're living and breathing with you.
I mean, what an amazing experience that's going to be. I've skated with an orchestra once before, and, you know, it's a different experience because you're so used to the music that you play for your competitions, and it's the same thing. It's the same. It never changes. It's a recording. But you get to the rink, and when you're skating with an orchestra, it's just something really incredible, and it's sort of like a once-in-a-lifetime sort of experience because everyone is performing. The people playing the instruments are performing. They're telling a story through the instruments, and it's different every time. The music breathes. And when you have that and you have the performers out there that are, you know, trying to do the same thing, and it's a whole living and breathing thing, and just to be able to perform with live music is so exciting, and it's really, really special.
Can you tell us what you might be skating to?
Well, you know, just because we're working with the orchestra, we're still working out a few of the different pieces of music. So for right now, it's going to be a surprise. But, you know, they just have such a great set list. And a lot of it is, you know, holiday music. And it's just going to be really exciting. And it's great to hear those kinds of songs, especially live.
Award-winning U.S. figure skater Adam Rippon, a native of Scranton, Pennsylvania, 2016 U.S. national champion, who will join the Allentown Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Diane Whitry, with members of the Penguin Skating Club and regional choruses, the Allen High School Chorale, the Easton Area High School Concert Choir, and the Parkland High School Women's Select Choir, on Thursday, this Thursday, December 1st at 7 in the evening, at the PPL Center, 701 Hamilton Street in Allentown, for a program titled The Symphony on Ice Holiday Spectacular. Music selections reported by The Morning Call include highlights from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, March of the Toys by Victor Herbert, Dance of the Tumblers by Rimsky-Korsakov, Christmas Waltz, a medley of Ding Dong Merrily on High, Carol of the Bells, Silver Bells, I Heard the Bells of Christmas Day, and Jingle Bells. And we also have a tip from The Morning Call that Adam Rippon will skate in a solo way to the Christmas song and to the most wonderful time of the year. That's Symphony on Ice, a holiday spectacular featuring the Allentown Symphony Orchestra with the 2016 U.S. national champion figure skater Adam Rippon, members of the Penguin Skating Club regional choirs, this Thursday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the PPL Center, 701 Hamilton Street in Allentown. For more information on the web, pplcenter.com, pplcenter.com.